Hola, hola. Welcome to Wealthy Latina Podcast. My name is Rosa Cola Pietro, an accountant, motivator speaker, and writer. I started this podcast to share my untold story in hopes to empower others. In this podcast, I am going to bring you real stories and wealthy tips from wellness, culture, personal development, money, and many more, so you can live a wealthy lifestyle for yourself. And now, let's begin another episode of Wealthy Tips. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Wealthy Tips. In this episode, I want to talk about energy. Energy. Such an important thing to really be aware of the energy that we're putting out there, that the energy that we're bringing in, that the energy that flows around us. I do have a friend of mine that I definitely will have to invite over and do a podcast with her where she can talk more about this in general. But today is more about a detox energy to clean up all the extra stuff that you have going on with expenses and to reshape and see other ways to make room so there's light and energy that can come through where it will allow some new positive energy to flow and to get you to the goals that you want to get to build, obviously, a very comfortable, wealthy life for yourself. Let's start. Let's talk about this amazing energy that I'm talking about right now. So I am a big believer in what we put out there, that it's how the day is going to go, how we flow, how's energy. If you think negative thoughts, negative things will come to you. But if you think positive things, and if you are super motivated to get things going the positive way, that's what you are going to embrace, that's what you're going to get. And that energy is going to flow, that energy is going to come to you. So For starters I want you to really take an inventory of all the things that you have going, expenses, all the subscription stuff that you really don't need, and see where are some things that you missed in the past that you perhaps signed up to and forgot to basically cancel those subscriptions. So take an inventory of everything. Some things are hidden in probably in your credit card bill, because what happens is that most of the time we tend to subscribe to things that are actually that we put on the credit card, and then we forget about it. We forget about the fact that we probably added extra stuff in that credit card. And what happens? All you do is like pay your bill every month, and you forget about that you have put probably thousands of dollars a year into something that you don't need or use as often as you think you would. So for starters, really review those credit card charges and see if you have put anything on subscriptions that you still not quite using, but you forgot about it, okay? Because that way you're going to be able to probably save more money by just looking at that, just reviewing the credit card bills. Sometimes we'll find surprises. So start there, okay? Then anything around the household or on your bank account that you put on, or things that you don't really need. You don't really need to order online food. You can make food. You can actually cook meals and buy big, you know, in quantities, go to the market, create food, and like avoid the easy way route of just because we have so much easy access on our phone to, you know, order food from Grubhub or order more material things through Amazon. Just just try to avoid to just what you're scrolling through social media to go, oh, I need that, and just have an impulse move is not the way to go. Make sure that you start also studying your behavior, because your behavior will detect how much you're spending. If you're just laying there in the couch or in bed and you just trying to make yourself feel better about something, and you're going to go through your phone, which we have one of the things that is such an easy thing to do because we have our phones now with us all the time, to just say yes to things, advertising, anything that you probably don't need but think saw it on somebody else, it looks cute, maybe it'll look cute on you, all kinds of things. We do not need to do that. So while you learn, see that energy right there, it's something that you need to catch yourself, okay? You need to catch yourself when you're doing things, and you need to really think about, is it necessary for you to do those things? And if you don't need to do those things, you're only allowing good energy to come to you, because that good energy that you put out there, well, I need to build wealth. Well, I need to get a better job. I need to get healthy, stay fit. I need to sleep more. I need to be surround friends who are not just going to come to me because we're all going to just get drunk and party, but because we're all going to be in united into the things that makes us powerful together, building communities, building businesses, being there for each other, really learning from each other's the way we, you know, do things in a healthy way. And the world is such a, it's so big for us to embrace all these curious things. And by doing that is by allowing good energy come to you. If we're so focused on material things and we're focused on following somebody else, we're not really allowing our own energy to be detached to embrace new energy. Like right now, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my beautiful wall picture. I just bought this gorgeous little picture drawing of this girl with flowers. And it's something that makes me so happy when I look at it. And I'm embracing, I'm sitting in my desk right now while I'm doing this podcast. I'm looking at my things. If it helps you to put a vision board, go for it. Personally, the vision board for me is in my head, in my mind, and it's ready to go all the time. And I just, I try to embrace life with the most positive, and I try to be very respectful with everybody else. So I just want you to embrace that energy that you're going to put out there. Take that energy, look through your purse, look through your wallets, detox whatever you need to detox from them, get rid of clothes and shoes and bags and things that are just not bringing you any happiness. If anything, they're probably becoming more clutter in your place, and you want to declutter that. You want to just be able to make room for the light to come through. When we make space for things, when we make time to bring good energy, we have more things come to us in a positive way. Remember, everything we do has to be with mindful enough to know that we're doing it for the right reasons. Anything can be very powerful. You are full of energy, and because of that, you attract anything that you put out there. So let's just be positive that whatever we put out there is positive. And start thinking, through and visualize, because it helps. It really works, and it has helped me. Visualize your goal, your life. Picture yourself wherever you want to picture yourself, and do it, because I'm telling you, that energy, no one has more power than yourself to do it. And I know that people are probably going to be wondering, well, this is not so much of an investment or savings or a podcast episode, but it is, because it's all connected. It's the energy that you would put out there, the energy that you want to become wealthy, that you want to save, it's all connected. Detox your life by getting rid of things that you don't need, getting rid of things that you don't like, that are just taking space, and allow yourself to bring new energy, new light into your life. And you'll see how things move and flow so much better. Okay, guys, thank you for another episode of Wealthy Tips. And please share any episode or any comments that you have with anybody, and so we can grow this podcast. I definitely want to get to at least 1,000 new listeners, and that would be amazing if you do it. And stay positive the way, so that energy that I'm saying right now, this is my energy, this is my visual board, this is what I really like and want, and I want to share this with the audience. So I'm putting that energy out there to get to 1,000 followers, 1,000 listeners, and hopefully my magic and my energy will flow through all of you guys as we all build a better community and a bigger community for all of us. Thank you so much, guys. Take care. Have a good one.